from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Another wave of airstrikes pounded the Syrian rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta Saturday, killing at least 24 people and increasing the civilian death toll over the past week to more than 500, including more than 120 children. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and witnesses said Saturday the week-long bombing campaign by the Syrian government and Russia has been so relentless that first responders have not had the chance to count bodies. President Trump commented on the situation.
I will say what Russia and what Iran and what Syria have done recently is a humanitarian disgrace. I will tell you that. We're there for one reason. We're there to get ISIS and get rid of ISIS and go home. We're not there for any other reason. And we've largely accomplished our goal.
There was no immediate comment from the Syrian government. A series of suicide bombings and militant raids in Afghanistan has killed dozens of people. A day after construction work on the much-awaited Afghan section of an international gas pipeline was begun, an Afghan senior Interior Ministry spokesman said a suicide bomber on Saturday blew himself up near a security post in Kabul, killing at least three people and wounding several others. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed it plotted the violence in the capital city. Three bombs exploded on Saturday morning in Sitwe, the capital of Myanmar's troubled Rakhine State. One of the explosions injured a police officer, but no other casualties have been reported. Authorities are working to determine who was behind the bombings. All three bombs and three other unexploded devices targeting government offices and other places were seized in Sitwe. This is VOA News. The United States says it will open a new embassy in Jerusalem in May to coincide with Israel's 70th anniversary.
Donald Trump announced that the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital last year, a relocation from Tel Aviv that reverses decades of U.S. policy. The announcement sparked protests by Palestinians who claimed the eastern part of the city as the capital of a future state, and Washington's Arab allies were infuriated. The new date would bring the opening substantially forward. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence previously said the move would take place by the end of 2019.
Reuters' Jacob Greaves reporting. Few expect any diplomatic breakthroughs from Ivanka Trump's visit to South Korea to lead the U.S. delegation at the closing ceremonies of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympic Games. The daughter of the U.S. president paid a visit to South Korean President Moon Jae-in Friday at the presidential residence known as the Blue House, where she congratulated the president for hosting the Olympic Games and thanked him and the First Lady for their hospitality.
On her way to work one morning.
U.S. President Donald Trump revived a campaign favorite on Friday, reciting lyrics to the 1960s song The Snake during his speech at the Conservative Political Action Committee conference in National Harbor, Maryland. The song tells the tale of a woman's good intentions backfiring when she tries to nurse a snake back to health.
Poor thing, she cried. I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you.
But President Trump points out what it's really all about.
And that's what we're doing with our country, folks. We're letting people in, and it's going to be a lot of trouble. It's only getting worse. But we're giving you protection like never before. Our law enforcement's doing a better job.
President reiterated the third consecutive day to arm teachers with concealed weapons to prevent more shootings in U.S. schools. Ted Deutsch.
The bad guy thinks that somebody's in this room with a weapon that's going to be pointed at him with live bullets. He's not even going into the school. It's the one way you're going to solve it. You're not going to solve it with gun-free spaces.
Ted Deutsch is the Florida U.S. congressman who represents the district that includes families victimized by this week's shooting.
But thoughts and prayers are not nearly enough. Congress owes them something more. We owe them action. For those who say it's too soon, for those who always say it's too soon to make change, you must live with the knowledge that it is too late for the grieving parents. It's too late for the survivors who will carry this with them forever.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news. It's VOA.